Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. Joining me is my co-host Lucky Perez as we welcome you this Tuesday morning on www.goforgold.lk, a website that gives you all the sports news that you need to know at hand. Of course, today's news is not hot off the field, but off the field, because from a cricketing perspective, we've just had slumber for a little bit after the World Cup T20 just concluded in India 2 days ago. But the main news that I do have for you, though, is off the field. Gary Kirsten, the South African who was the former coach of India and, of course, South Africa, has been appointed as the national coach of Sri Lanka men's team, and his appointment will take effect from the 15th of April. And I was glad to note that he has a contract for 2 years, because from my perspective as a senior journalist, speaking to many former coaches of different countries, they've always said that it takes time for a coach to mold a team. Now, let's also face it, the Sri Lanka cricket has taken into consideration the importance of fitness. So players who want to play at the national level will be in the upper grade from a fitness viewpoint. There's also been a bit of criticism, in all honesty, as to why some of the Sri Lankan players are having so many injuries. In example, Wanindu Asaranga is extremely injury prone. So is Mathisa Pathirana. So these areas have to be looked into, and the medical staff have been given instructions to give exquisite reports as to why these injuries are occurring or reoccurring to senior players who play an important or a vital role in Sri Lanka's cricket. Now then, let's move on. Pakistan, I'm proud to inform you, have decided to play their white ball series in Bangladesh. They are in Bangladesh at the moment, and the first T20 game is scheduled for the 11th, that's tomorrow. And the time, local time, is something that we have to clarify. I'll get back to you tomorrow in the morning on my podcast to give you the exact timing of this game, Pakistan versus Bangladesh. Of course, Bangladesh unfortunately couldn't play in the World Cup, and they'll be raring to go. Now then, here is another bit of news that might interest you. The ICC has selected the ICC 11, which normally happens after a World Cup, which means the correct combination if ICC were to put out a team. Now, if you look at that team, it's very interesting. 4 Indian players have been selected, 2 South Africans, 2 Englishmen, 1 West Indian, 1 Pakistani, and a player from Zimbabwe. And sadly, up to now, no World Cup team appointed or selected by the ICC has been minus Australian. Now look at it. 2026 T20 World Cup, not even one Australian is in the playing 11. And that's amazing, isn't it? How cricket has changed and how India, with 4 players selected, are dominating world cricket. Amazing. Right, I'll not hold the news back of the players who have been selected for the ICC playing 11. Sanju Samson scheduled to open with Shadab Farhan of Pakistan. At number 3, Ishan Kishan of India. Number 4, Aidan Markram, South Africa. And he'll be the captain. Hardik Pandya of India to bat at number 5. Then Will Jacks, the all-rounder who bowls right arm off spin, will bat at number 6, the Englishman. Jason Holder, now tagged as an all-rounder, West Indian, at number 7. Lungi Ngidi, the South African, selected as a specialist bowler. Jasprit Bumrah, how can any World Cup team be without Jasprit Bumrah? He will bat at number 8. And then Adil Rashid of England will be the spinner alongside Blessing Musambarani of Zimbabwe. Amazing, isn't it? That's what I said. Four Indians, two South Africans, two Englishmen, one West Indian, one Pakistani, and one Zimbabwe. It's amazing. So we want to thank Jay Shah and his selectors for putting out the ideal team selected after the World Cup. That's the ICC 11. It's just an academic interest, not that they will play against any team, but this is what has been conveyed to us. Now we join Shane Dullaver for Rugby News. Remember, tomorrow, 11th, the first President Knockout Tournament in the Schools Arena. Trinity College Kandy, the prestigious rugby institution, will be playing against Thurston. We'll keep our eyes focused on that. Now then, here is more rugby news. Let's go to the Vancouver Sevens, the results. Right. In the semifinals, the Spanish beat Fiji 24 points to 17 in the men's game, while South Africa beat the Aussies by 19 points to 12. In the women's section, New Zealand beat the United States of America by 19 points to 12, while the Aussie women beat the French by 14 points to 5. Now, they played for the third place of this prestigious seven-a-side Vancouver HSBC-sponsored rugby tournament. In the men's third place, Fiji surprisingly beat Australia by 35 points to 12. And in the women's third place, New Zealand beat Australia by 38 points to 12. And South Africa beat the Spanish by 38 points to 12. Thank you, Shane Dullaver, for your great assistance in giving us all the rugby news for the listening pleasure of our listeners. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Pedis. Remember, tomorrow we'll have a little bit more news about what's happening on and off the field. Hopefully, on field, we might have something going, but we will have plenty of news for you off the field, because we are going to talk about India's schedule for 2026. And why we are talking about that schedule is that India has Sri Lanka in mind, and they'll be playing not only a bilateral series, but also a mini multi-series where Sri Lanka will be involved. So that's something that you can look forward to tomorrow, the Indian schedule 2026, and plenty more, obviously. Well, that's it from me and my co-host, Lakit Pedis. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. Get your headsets on, correction, and I'll spin your record for your listening pleasure.